You know the story about Bill on the one night on the, going home on the freeway? He was pretty smashed, and he was following a CHP guy car that was chasing somebody, and got him to go off on one of the exits and stopped there. And Bill just followed the car and pulled up behind him and stopped. And the officer came back and knocked on the window, and Bill looked up at that, and the officer said, "Can I help you?" And nailed him. Jesus.
Yeah. Nailed him because he was drinking? He was drunk?
He was drunk. Yeah, he wasn't just drinking.
Well, that's a wild story. I haven't heard that one.
Well, a lot of musicians with bad luck could have spent a good bit of their life in jail for drunk driving. He was fun to play with.
I mean, he's clearly a brilliant improviser.
Yeah, yeah. He could hardly read notes.
So I've heard.
Yeah, and but he had just a horrendous ear. You didn't even have to tell him the key or anything. He was always on. I mean, he's a good professional musician. He was always there. Always looked good. Never misbehaved. Was always thankful for the work. And everything about him was cheerful. He never complained about rehearsing. They all used to come to my house in San Anselmo and rehearse once a week. And never complained about it. You know. And saved a lot of tunes for us.
Saved how so?
Oh, pulling them out of the hole or, you know, especially new stuff. He could learn an arrangement. I wrote charts, mostly with just introductions or interludes or something. But once in a while, there were arranged passages, and we would take a tune and rehearse it for maybe 2 or 3 weeks before we tried to play it. And he would always have the part down. Other people wouldn't, but Bill, without even, you know, without being able to read, he'd know the damn part.
Wow.
And, had a lot of fun with him.
No tumult in his personal life?
No. And he very seldom missed a job. We had a period with the Golden State where we were working a lot. Some of it wasn't much of a job, but it was a job nonetheless. And he always made them. He never bowed out because it was, you know, not worth it or something. He was very loyal sideman. The Golden State kind of finished up in about 81 or 82, I think. And then he started doing the Schlosser things after that, I believe. Yeah, that was good stuff for him because Robbie paid good and Bill needed it.